USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre in Oklahoma.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect.
While darkness can hide much, it erases nothing. Some injustices are so heinous, they can't be buried, no matter how hard people try.
One firefighter is dead and another wounded following a shooting at a Los Angeles County Fire Department station. The shooting occurring Tuesday morning. Reports say the suspect is believed to be a disgruntled employee. He also committed suicide. The Biden administration also suspending all oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As things continue to open up, welcome news for the cruise industry.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two people are dead and over two dozen others hurt after multiple mass shootings around Miami over the long weekend. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez says they have received multiple tips.
Those are three killers, and we need to get them off the streets, and we're going to get them off the streets. And anyone that's associated with them, is involved in this activity, is going to go to jail as well.
Ramirez promises there's zero tolerance, and anyone caught committing a crime with a gun will go to jail. A $130,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects in that shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The incentives to get the COVID-19 vaccines are continuing across the United States. West Virginians who get the COVID-19 vaccine will be entered into a drawing to win prizes, including custom firearms and $1 million. Republican Governor Jim Justice making that announcement on Tuesday. June 20th, Father's Day, will mark the first of a series of weekly drawings running through August 4th. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says these initiatives by states are working, and also we're seeing less and less cases of COVID-19.
The numbers are going down like this. I want everyone in the country to take a vaccine. Yes. But listen, over the weekend we had less than 6,000 new cases. The less COVID there is around, Martha, the less people that weren't vaccinated are going to be able to get it even. So I think if you're vaccinated, you're protected, you're not going to get it, you're not going to spread it. If you haven't been vaccinated, you should get vaccinated. The mandate thing, by the way, should start in hospitals. I think that if you want to mandate anybody, you should mandate healthcare workers to take this shot, because we're exposing patients.
Yeah.
So if you don't see hospitals doing this...
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Consumer prices in April were up 3.1% compared to February 2020, the month before the pandemic shut down the economy. But prices could continue to rise all summer with increased demand as Americans begin traveling and gathering more. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.